I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump did not rule out using military or economic coercion to gain control of the Panama Canal and Greenland during a wide-ranging news conference in Florida on Tuesday. Here is White House Bureau Chief Patsy Whitaker-Zwarba.
Greenland, the ice-covered semi-autonomous Danish territory, and the canal belonging to Panama that connects the Caribbean Sea with the Pacific Ocean. The United States must control both, said President-elect Donald Trump.
I can say this, we need them for economic security.
Last week, Panama celebrated the 25th anniversary of the transfer of the canal from the United States. Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen has repeatedly said Greenland is not for sale. She said it again Tuesday as the president-elect's son, Donald Trump Jr., arrived for a previously unannounced visit to the territory. It's unclear whether the president-elect is aiming to deliver on these threats or use them as a negotiation tactic under his America First foreign policy as he prepares to come into office on January 20th. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. lawmakers honored Jimmy Carter on Tuesday as the body of the nation's 39th president arrived to lie in state in the U.S. Capitol. House Speaker Mike Johnson was among the congressional leaders who paid tribute to the former president's life, both in and out of politics.
President Carter's life, his selfless service, his fight against cancer, and his lasting contributions to his fellow man are all truly remarkable. Whether he was in the White House or in his post-presidential years, as was discussed, President Carter was willing to roll up his own sleeves to serve and get the job done.
This is VOA News.